Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Named Best Radio Show in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Show is on the air, and we are glad you're on board with us today. This portion of the program being brought to you by our good friends Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of summer. Music will be back at the Wisconsin State Fair Park and the Budweiser Pavilion starting on Wednesday. The first Wednesday in June goes all the way through summer, and you're going to have it every Wednesday night. It's Wednesday Night Live. It is back. It's brought to you by our friends at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Now, the story that broke. And I want to kind of make a couple of things clear, because there's a lot of people that have a lot of different opinions on this. And you're right. For many people that say this is just another story, it's no big deal, and we hate everything New England, so people are jumping on it. You're right to a certain extent. For those that don't know, the billionaire with a B of the New England Patriots, Robert Kraft, he faces charges of paying for sex at a massage parlor in South Florida. Robert Kraft was allegedly caught on camera during two different visits to the Orchids of Asia Day Spa in Jupiter, Florida. He's among 25 suspected whose names were released today. He's on that list. Over 200 in neighboring counties have been charged in solicitation of prostitution. Okay, this is according to the Jupiter Police Chief Daniel Kerr telling reporters at a news conference earlier today, and, by the way, confirming that indeed the name on the list was Robert Kraft, the owner of the New England Patriots. Kraft was allegedly driven to and from the massage parlor by a chauffeur who's not going to be charged. Kraft owns a condo in the luxury Breakers development in nearby Palm Beach. A spokesman now for Robert Kraft says, "We categorically deny that Mr. Kraft engaged in any illegal activity because it's now a judicial matter. We will no longer be commenting any further." The charges stem from a six-month probe of human trafficking and other crimes tied to a string of massage parlors in Florida's Indian River County. Okay, we all know that. Now, on one hand, some of you are portraying this as a billionaire owner. He's not married. He's got a girlfriend. His wife had passed away back in 2011. He's going to a massage parlor. He's getting his thing done. And then it's no harm, no foul. Okay? On the surface, you're probably right. But below that is, and I know in Florida, just because I got a friend of mine that lives there, there is nothing but ads all over the place for sex trafficking, human trafficking. So to think that everybody that you're going to visit is, a citizen of America and doing it willingly, I think you would be a little bit naive. And let's be honest. Robert Kraft, if indeed he's going to a massage parlor to get a massage, he has got a chauffeur-driven limo. Why do you go to a strip mall to get a massage? Think about it, okay? So for those that are saying, it's an old guy going to do his business, it's no big deal, it's a misdemeanor, no harm, no foul. Yeah, it's kind of like the conspiracy, one hand doesn't have to see what the other hand is doing to be in trouble. Because let's just say you're going to buy a car from a guy at a used car lot. And he tells you, well, I don't have the paperwork for it. So you're kind of suspicious, but you're not quite sure. So you buy the used car. Not knowing that the night before, he went out and carjacked somebody and shot him in the process. It doesn't matter if you knew it or not, you're part of the conspiracy. Okay, in the eyes of the law, you're guilty of part of the conspiracy. Now, this is he's being charged with a misdemeanor and basically being shamed. That's what this is all about. But the larger picture is the problem of sex trafficking, that the girls that worked at this massage parlor, as Joe had read us the account earlier, they were brought over here under the guise into this country under the guise of getting jobs in the land of opportunity and the land of milk and honey. Instead, they were basically enslaved as prostitutes and are basically being used up.
They were told not to leave, and there's been about 1,500 men that have come through there.
Yeah.
Over the last year.
Again, when you go through the eyes of the law for conspiracy, you don't have to know what the other hand is doing to be a part of the conspiracy. So while Robert Kraft, yep, on the surface, old guy, just thought, you know what, I'm going to go in, I'm going to have some fun, and I'm going to get out, no harm, no foul. On the surface, you're probably right. He wasn't thinking that there was sex trafficking going on. However, he doesn't have to.
So get a load of this. Apparently, Adam Schefter was just on ESPN, and he just said that a source told him that Robert Kraft is, quote, not the biggest name caught up in this sting. That there's a bigger name than Robert Kraft on this list.
Well, then I want to know who that name is.
Who could be bigger?
You could be talking about a state senator, governor, you know. Has Trump's motorcade rolled through there anytime soon? You know, I mean, I don't know. Who knows?
It's got to be a politician.
It's got to be a big politician or a bigger name in industry.
An actor?
An actor, maybe, you know? Who knows? Who knows? But, so anyway, for those that are saying this is no big deal, it's probably a fine, and then because he was caught on video, some people say, well, if he didn't consent to the video, he can sue them, which, no, you're going to a public place of business, okay? You cannot sue because you're being recorded in a public place of business. Undercover video during a police sting, as long as they have a warrant, nothing you can do about that either. You're not going to get that tossed out. As long as they have a proper warrant, all the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted, there's nothing you can do about that. That's been tried numerous times. So he's not going to suddenly sue, and unless it wasn't him. Unless the video clearly shows that a Robert Kraft walked through the door and it wasn't him. It's a balding black guy or something like that under the name of Robert Kraft, and they clearly have a case of mistaken identity. I don't know what to tell you. So, Robert Kraft, an older white dude with white hair. He's pretty recognizable. By the way, correct me if I'm wrong. Does Tiger Woods live in Jupiter, Florida?
You are correct.
Thank you very much.
Oh, my God, you are correct.
I believe Tiger Woods lives in Jupiter, Florida.
That would be a bigger name than Robert Kraft.
I believe Shaquille O'Neal lives down there. I believe that Ken Griffey Jr. lives down there. That's a big gated community right through there.
Oh, my God, Tiger Woods.
Yeah. Can you imagine if it's Tiger? So, he would be bigger. That would be a bigger name than Robert Kraft.
I didn't even make that connection.
Yeah.
I didn't even make that.
Because when they said it was a bigger name, I'm thinking Jupiter, Florida. I mean, there's a lot. That's an affluent area, a very affluent area.
Yeah, Tiger's been living in Jupiter now for the last few years. He used to live in Windermere.
Yeah, but that
near Orlando.
That Windermere is a exclusive gated community. And I know Griffey lives down there, but Jupiter, Florida is another area where a lot of these families have these secondary homes. So, yeah. So if that would be the sporting news version, as Adam Schefter is putting it, there's a bigger name on these lists. That would be a bigger name that is from that area. So we'll see. We'll see what ends up coming out. But Robert Kraft, the owner of the New England Patriots, busted for soliciting prostitution. This is all through the New York Post now, the New York Times, the LA Times, the Washington Post. I mean, you can go pretty much anywhere, and it's a front-page story. And again, for those that are just tuning in, he was not arrested. A warrant has been issued for his arrest for a misdemeanor charge of soliciting prostitution at a massage parlor in a strip mall called the Orchids of Asia, where the women there were basically slaves and almost, if you want to call it, imprisoned, told that their harm would come to them if they decided to leave. And they were brought into this country under the guise of getting jobs in the land of opportunity, and instead they were brought here via human trafficking and sex trafficking. So that's where we're at with all of this.
Man, oh man.
Now we wait for Roger Goodell to make a statement.
By the way, Tiger Woods is currently golfing as we speak in Mexico.
So he is nowhere near the Orchids of Asia massage parlor at this point.
But
he could have frequented there.
But he will be coming back to Florida after that.
Yeah. So you would not issue a warrant for his arrest while you know he's out of the country. Now, I mean, that's speculation.
We are totally speculating right now.
I'm trying to think of famous people that live in that area, and he lives in Jupiter, Florida.
But that would be the name that's bigger than Robert Kraft.
So if the name is big, because that, again, according to Adam Schefter of ESPN, he is saying that Robert Kraft's name isn't even the biggest name on this list.
It's got to be
the biggest, most recognizable name. So who would that be? Short of maybe a governor, a senator, a president, who else has a bigger name than Robert Kraft, specifically in the sports world?
Unbelievable. All of it is just...
We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens.
Mm-mm.
Yep. 855-830-8648. So here's the question, and I was asking this a little earlier, is what does the NFL do? You know, on one hand, he didn't commit a violent act, but he perpetuated... through his participation.
Well, I mean, he...
the interment of women. What do you do?
Look, first of all, prostitution, as we all know, is illegal.
Correct.
Okay, so what he did was illegal, and he should be punished for whatever the laws are down there, whatever it is. But was he aware of what this prostitution thing really was, that these women came from China and they were enslaved there? Did he just think these were regular old prostitutes, or did he know about what they were doing to these women?
Mm-hmm.
It's bad both ways, but how much did he really know?
Right.
That's what it's going to lead to.
Yep. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. What should the NFL do to Robert Kraft? This portion of the program being brought to you by our good friends at Quick Trip. Don't forget, at Quick Trip, they have the Quick Rewards card, and you got to stop in, you get it, or go to Quick, download the Quick Rewards app on your phone, your mobile device. And right now, if you are a first-time user, you can go there, get up to 30 gallons of gas at 10 cents off per gallon. Stop into Quick Trip, get it for yourself, your one-stop shop for everything you need on a daily basis when it comes to food, petrol, all that kind of good stuff right there inside Quick Trip. And they have daily specials going on each and every day. That is our friends at Quick Trip. More of the Bill Michaels Show right after this.
16 stations strong, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Blowing down the white at night, I'm singing through these power lines, and I'm running on time and feeling all right. Skipping over the currents.
Welcome back.
Reaching to see if you're out there. Come across your radio station.
Oh my goodness. Cousin Sal, who writes for Jimmy Kimmel, tweeted something out. Jason Whitlock. And like I've said, he's co-host of the SFY on FS1, Speak for Yourself podcast. He said, shut down the internet, the tweet of the year, Robert Kraft found not guilty as a new result of the NFL's tug rule. Oh my goodness. This is, if you're just tuning us in, the news of the day, Robert Kraft, the owner of the New England Patriots, has a warrant issued for his arrest and a misdemeanor charge of soliciting prostitution at a massage parlor in Jupiter, Florida. Now, I wanted to see for my own, knowledge, I guess, what was being said in Boston. The Boston Sports Journal says, obviously, a lot of the stuff that we already know. He's been charged with a misdemeanor solicitation of prostitution. A warrant's been issued for his arrest. He is not a Florida resident. His attorneys are notified. They have said they categorically deny that Mr. Kraft engaged in any illegal activity, and because it's a police matter, they're not going to comment any further. Okay, great. And it says right here, in full disclosure, normally, the Boston Sports Journal would not touch this because it's a private matter that should not affect the team in any way. People would run with this because it's salacious and it's going to generate a lot of clicks. However, Robert Kraft is subject to the NFL's personal conduct policy. It says, quote, "Everyone who is a part of the league must refrain from conduct detrimental to the integrity of and public confidence in the NFL. This includes owners, coaches, players, other team employees, game officials, and employees of the league office, NFL Films, NFL Network, or any other NFL business," which means Kraft could be subject to discipline that would affect the team as a whole. And given his age and totality of his career, it's not out of the realm of possibility this incident perhaps quickens the timeline for his son, Jonathan, to now step in and take over the day-to-day operations of the New England Patriots. If that happens, the on-the-field product would then definitely be affected because of the relationship between Jonathan and some of the members of the New England Patriots. So we shall see. We shall see what happens. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, do it. Hey, I've been telling you now for a while. We'll get back to the phone calls here in a minute. I've been telling you for a while that my friends over at the Wisconsin Biofuel Association, I started looking into this and looking into facts, hardcore facts. And they want to bring you the facts about a product right here, grown right here in the state of Wisconsin by Wisconsin farmers, transformed into biofuel. That's Wisconsin corn, transformed into the biofuel ethanol by Wisconsin workers who work here, spend their money here, live here, die here, pay taxes here. I'm working hard to lend support to our Wisconsin family farmers. Okay, I want to dispel a lot of the myths about biofuel, the ethanol. It's in our gasoline. Number one myth, it ruins your engine. It doesn't, so stop saying it. I've got a car that's got, I've got a vehicle that's got 300,000 miles on it. Just about 300. I'm approaching it very fast. And I've been running E15, E85 in this thing for forever. Okay, now it's not for use in your boat or your snowblower, your lawnmower, your chainsaw, or anything like that. But for a car that's anywhere from 2001 on, it's good. Unleaded 88, which is E15, it's going to save you money, and who doesn't like to save money? And if you want to stop into your local Quick Trip, most of them have it. Also, Jets, J-E-T-Z. If you can't find a Quick Trip, go to Jets. They've got it as well. It's better performing, can save you a couple of bucks. And from the Wisconsin Biofuels Association, I encourage you, if you don't believe me, go get the facts. Go to wibiofuels.org. That's wibiofuels.org and see for yourself everything, everything out there about biofuels and the corn that's grown right here in the state of Wisconsin. So the question then becomes, what do you think should happen to the New England Patriots and or Mr. Kraft? Pretty big deal coming out today. It's one of those Friday stories that you go, oh my goodness, didn't see that coming. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, do it. 855-830-8648. Now, Adam Schefter reported earlier today that Robert Kraft is not the only big name on here, that there is a bigger name that is on the list. The police chief said that that was the biggest name, that Robert Kraft was the biggest name. So I don't know specifically where Adam Schefter is getting his information, but it was stated earlier that Robert Kraft was the biggest name on there. So maybe on the list today, maybe there's another name that's about to come out.
Well, the list that came out, the initial list, there were a lot of older guys.
Yes.
I mean, we're talking about guys that were born in the, 1930s that were on this list.
Yeah, there's... when you start to look at it, let's see here. Born in 1954, 54, 44. He's the younger guy, born in 1982, 61, 51, 54, 66, 56, 55, 59, 41, 89. So two people born in the 80s. 67, 69, 55, 49, 1980, 82, 1939.
Yeah.
Holy mackerel. 1946, 1964, 60, 85, and 34.
So.
1934.
An 85-year-old?
He was born on the 3rd of March, 1934.
So he's about to turn 85, that gentleman. If I'm doing math correctly on the air in my head, 85?
He will be 85 in a week from Sunday. Happy birthday to me, I guess. Jonathan Weiss. Excuse me, Daniel Young. Oddly enough, he's got the last name Young. He's going to be 85. He was stopping off at the Orchids of Asia massage parlor. There you go.
Jeez.
855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. What should the NFL do? Here's the other question. What do you expect the NFL to do? What do you think they're going to do, and what do you expect the NFL to do? Those may be two differing opinions. Like I said, I can almost write the press release right now. The NFL is looking into the allegations regarding Mr. Kraft, the owner of the New England Patriots. Mr. Kraft has been nothing but a leader in our field for many, many years as an owner on the, replay committee, on the rules committee, furthering the sport. We will let the legal process play out and watch this closely and conduct our own investigation before we have any further comment. That's probably going to be what you read or hear. And then you're going to wait for the legal system to play out. And then if he gets a fine, they'll say, well, it was a misdemeanor. He'll be suspended for a game or two. And we do not condone his actions. He made a poor choice. Publicly kind of chastising him, and then they'll walk away from this. And you can almost guarantee that Robert Kraft is going to donate $1 million or $2 million or $5 million to, the efforts in human sex trafficking as a part of his community service and his, lack of knowledge, we'll say, as to what the girls that were a part of this were going through. And how sorry he is that he had a lapse in judgment, but, whatever. That's where this will all go. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. We'll break away from this. Danny Cunningham from Score North in the Twin Cities, Raised by Wolves podcast. He talks about the Minnesota Timberwolves who are getting ready to take on the Milwaukee Bucks. We'll get the Timberwolves side of things. That is coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Hot to fight, streets of stone, modern warriors, satellite horses of chrome.
Welcome back to the program, the Bill Michaels Show. We're on the air. And if you want to find us on Twitter, you can, @Bill_Michaels, @Bill_Michaels. You can also find us over on the Facebook fan page. You can find Radio Joe, same place, @Radio Joe Sports. Andrew Sharp, who is the Jupiter Police Department detective, has now come out and he spoke with the media. He is the lead detective on this case regarding Robert Kraft. Robert Kraft's people have said, we categorically deny ever taking part in something like this when it comes to the massage parlor and the misdemeanors. Andrew Sharp, and we'll talk more about this coming up here in just a little bit, but Andrew Sharp, the lead detective, says, We have video of both the monetary exchange, $59 for a half hour, $79 for an hour. And we have video of the act with Robert Kraft. So to categorically deny, don't you just wish they'd come out and go, he did it. Yeah, he did it. He's 77 and, you know, didn't figure no harm, no foul. Just didn't realize the depth of the sex trafficking that was going on. We feel terrible about it. We're going to pay the fine and walk away in shame and embarrassment. Call it a day. But we'll see what happens from here on out. Danny Cunningham from Score North in the Twin Cities, host of Raised by Wolves podcast. It's a weird day, Danny. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. How we looking?
We are looking really good right now. We're not involved in anything illegal, and apparently Robert Kraft is. But when it comes to the NBA...
Yeah, that's quite a segue.
Yes. I don't know how else to segue out of this. I mean, it's the story that people are fascinated by because you either love or hate the Patriots, and if you hate them, you are just trying to get every bit of detail and gossip. And now, with Adam Schefter saying an even bigger name is about to come out as charges are going to be filed against this particular person, so... We shall see, but man, what a day in the world of sports that's off the field, but on the court, so to speak. We got a game coming up between the Timberwolves and the Milwaukee Bucks. Talk about the Timberwolves this year and where they stand right now, because they're not having the best of season. 3 games under .500 at this point.
It's been a very tumultuous season for the Wolves up here in the Twin Cities. Obviously, everyone knows about the whole Jimmy Butler saga that ate up the first almost quarter of the season. And then just as things kind of started to get stable in Minnesota, the Wolves fired Thibodeau. And he's gone, and now everyone's been hurt. They've been spotting out lineups that are composed of Luol Deng and Jared Bayless and guys that were basically written off because they haven't had point guards. Their second-best player in Robert Covington hasn't played since New Year's Eve. So they've been beat up, and it's under Ryan Saunders, they've been impressive just being able to be competitive at times. When they're healthy, I think the bar obviously gets raised a little bit, but he's been dealt a rather crappy hand in the 20-plus games that he's coached now, or almost 20 games that he's coached now. So it's been a wild year for this organization.
Well, they ended up knocking off James Harden and company. I mean, now granted, Harden is piling up a ton of points, 42 of them, but... You know, he's kind of doing it on his own. Carl Anthony Towns and company, they're doing what they can there. I mean, so I guess my question is, one, is this team capable of kind of turning around that season? They're only a few games out, I think four, if I'm not mistaken, out of finding the eighth seed in the postseason. And secondly, what does the future look like in Minnesota?
I think that in terms of turning it around, it is a tough task to get them into the playoffs. They've got the second toughest schedule in terms of opponent winning percentage the rest of the way. Obviously, they have the Bucks tomorrow night. They still have the Warriors twice. They've got Philadelphia. They've got OKC twice, Denver twice. So they've got a really tough schedule from now until April 10th when the regular season ends. But getting healthier is the biggest key. Obviously, Carl Anthony Towns has been an all-star. He was deserving of that honor, in my opinion. He's been a terrific player for them really since they moved Jimmy Butler. But they need to get healthy. They need Robert Covington back. And you can make the argument that while Covington might not be the second most talented player on the team, he's the second most important player in terms of what they do and making that a winning formula, where Andrew Wiggins is the one that's got all the talent, but he's been somewhat of a disappointment for the most part. So that's an issue there. And then in terms of the future for them, they've got decisions to make this offseason. Tyus Jones will be a restricted free agent. Dario Saric, who they acquired in the Jimmy Butler trade, is eligible for one of those rookie extensions, and we'll have to see where that goes. And they don't have a lot of cap room. They're going to be really cash-strapped because they signed Andrew Wiggins to that deal a couple summers ago, where he'll be making $25 million a year for the next couple seasons, and he's just not worth it. It's hard to operate when that's the case.
You were a guy that used to look over the fence of the Milwaukee Bucks, working out in Madison for some time. So outside looking in, give me your thoughts on the Bucks as a franchise and where they stand right now.
It is really impressive to see what Mike Budenholzer has been able to do with that roster. Obviously, Chris Middleton playing really well for them is a big deal because they've got essentially the perfect supporting cast without having any stars around Giannis. And it's easy to compare this team to the 2014-15 Atlanta Hawks. That was a team that won 60 games in the Eastern Conference. They were the one seed. But the difference is that team didn't have a superstar, and this one does. And that's why the Bucks are going to, in my opinion, finish the end of the season with the most wins in the NBA. I don't know how trustworthy I am of what they do transferring to the playoffs. I think that there are some matchups that might not be as good as others for them, but they're a dangerous team. And Giannis starting to be able to shoot a little bit better from the outside. His three-point percentage has gone up each and every month of the season. That's a big deal. He's never going to be a lights-out shooter. He's never going to even be a really an average shooter from three. But if he can shoot close to 30% from there, it makes his game that much more dangerous. And that's a huge deal for the Bucks.
I know Teague for the Timberwolves averaging about 19, 20 points a game. He's probably the guy that makes the engine go. I know Wiggins has been a little ill and under the weather, back and forth. You had mentioned some of the problems this team has had. What kind of an opponent are they going to give, they're going to be, I should say, against Milwaukee?
The one thing that the Bucks definitely have an advantage is that tomorrow night will be the second night of a back-to-back for the Wolves. They're in New York playing the Knicks tonight, and we can all make jokes about the Knicks and how they're not actually trying to win games. But when you do have to play and then hop on a plane overnight and fly back and lose an hour while you're going, or gain an hour while you're going to the Central Time Zone, it does make it a little bit tough. And obviously the Bucks are the more talented team. They're a well-oiled machine right now. But the Wolves are getting health back. They're hoping to have Tyus Jones in the lineup tonight against the Knicks. If he does play tonight, he said he plans on playing just normally. It won't be a back-to-back restriction. But Karl-Anthony Towns was involved in a car accident yesterday in the Twin Cities on his way to the airport, and he's actually questionable for tonight. He didn't participate in shoot-around in New York. So I don't know what the situation is going to be with him tonight or possibly tomorrow.
Real quick before I let you go, you talked about Budenholzer and the turnaround. What are they going to do in Minnesota when it comes to a new coach going into next season? I mean, is this something where you lift the interim tag, or is there going to be a search on, or is there a front runner for who may be the next head coach of the Minnesota Timberwolves?
There's definitely a chance that Ryan Saunders has the interim tag lifted. I think it would, right now I would say it's around a 50-50. They're still going to look around. I would be surprised if they don't have interviews with other candidates at least, but I do know that this franchise likes Ryan Saunders. They like his energy, and obviously they like the family connection. Flip Saunders was a huge part of this franchise before he passed away, and for his son to be doing this is a really cool story. So they do have that going for them, but I expect them to look around a little bit, but it would not surprise me in the least bit if Ryan Saunders has the interim tag lifted after that.
Danny, great stuff. I certainly appreciate it. Enjoy your time in Minnesota. Always miss you down there at the zone out in Madison, but we will talk to you again soon, I'm sure, down the road, okay?
Sounds good, Bill.
Appreciate it, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go. Danny Cunningham, Score North in the Twin Cities, host of the Raised by Wolves podcast. You can check him out there. Former zone guy out there in Madison, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com, 844-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com. This portion of the program brought to you by some of the great people that are taking us to spring training out in AZ, out in Arizona. Dr. Levine, I call him Dr. Paul. I've been telling you about him for a while now. Fantastic dentist, and as somebody who genuinely, one, cares, secondly, a premier resource for a comprehensive range of family and cosmetic dental services, whether it's a root canal or emergency, a smile makeover, dental restoration, whatever it happens to be. I mean, they can get it done, and welcoming all patients of all ages right now. They're a convenient one-stop shop for destinations for your family and all the dental needs. So go to Levine Dental, L-E-V-I-N-E, Levine Dental. LevineDental.com. Also, Mike Mack, the tax attorney, and we know what kind of season it is right now, and I hate it, but if you need a guy to navigate it for you, Mike Mack's the guy, the tax attorney that has a proven track record of helping Wisconsin residents and business owners eliminate their tax problem. Go to MikeMack.com. That's MikeMack.com. Also, our friends at Sloppy Joe's Saloon and Spoon, right out there in Hubertus, they have great barbecue brisket and ribs and steaks and shrimp and fish fries tonight. And don't forget, if you're going to head out there on Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon, they have a terrific Sunday breakfast. That is our friend Joe Hennis and the whole staff out there at Sloppy Joe's. Great people. Tell them we said hi. Neumel, Heads Up Plays of the Week, up next to the Bill Michaels Show.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We're back. Bill Michaels Show. We continue on. Time now for the Neumel Heads Up Plays of the Week, brought to you by our friends at Neumel Medical Center. Neumel Medical Center, treating guys with ED all over the state, beyond the borders. They have a 98% success rate in treating guys with ED. That's 98% success rate. Also, when it comes to low T treatments, if you're feeling sluggish, kind of moody, if you're just you know, stamina wise, you're down. Maybe they can help you out. Go get your numbers checked if you're over the age of 30. I did, and man, it's been a godsend. It's been great. Just stop in and check it out. Call them 414-455-4451 to set up an appointment. 414-455-4451, and to get information. Also, the All-in-One Weight Loss Program, which, yes, it does work. Again, 414-455-4451. Neumel Heads of Plays of the Week. Number one, Giannis Alley-Oop. Here it is in the All-Star Game.
Still right here, George off the backboard. And now I know we're at an All-Star Game as Giannis is able to put it down.
There you go. Put it down. Number two, Radio Joe.
How about another one from the All-Star Game? Highlights courtesy of TNT. The ridiculous one. Steph Curry, the bounce pass. And Giannis had to jump all the way up to the moon to bring it down. It was just unbelievable.
Here's Curry with a high bounce pass. Giannis slapping it home.
No! That's what I'm talking about. Oh, baby!
Back into the All-Star Game.
Yes!
Oh, my goodness. And then it was a dagger last night, Chris Middleton.
On the perimeter, a knock away. Out of position, out of the Kimbo. Lopez on top, Brockton. Shot clock at three. Middleton got it! Got it! Big time three!
Kevin Harlan on TNT. Big time three from Chris Middleton. Those are your Neumel Heads Up Plays of the Week.
Can we do an honorable mention?
Sure.
Kevin Harlan and the beer call.
Oh, you got to love that. Here it is.
19% shooting, and there's a throwaway.
Oh,
Morris into the crowd, spilled the beer. And will they cross the line? They do. Morris is dripping with beer. Pat's gold style, some schlitz maybe. Who knows? He's just soaked in beer in the pour, and it's in the guy's hair. It's in the guy's hair. Your blood so with a three. No.
It's beer in the guy's hair.
Some of Milwaukee's, the Miller highlight spilled on the floor. Can't think of any more beers.
Oh, my goodness. You are on a rocketel.
Kyrie with a miss.
You have decompressed in the Turks and Caicos. You are on fire, my friend.
You're talking about Brogdon with a three. No. Another miss. 17% combined shooting in this third quarter. Horford, three. No.
Another. How many no's are you going to say in this telecast?
I don't know. let's spill some more beer. That'll get the crowd going.
Will he get a free one?
I would hope so. We're in the beer capital of the world. Here comes Middleton. Working on the defense of Horford. Holding on to his position. Down goes Middleton.
Down goes Middleton. There you go. Good stuff. Good stuff from Kevin Harlan on the TNT broadcast. Hey, coming up in the next hour, in case you missed it, we're going to have some buy or sell, but also Brian Anderson, the television play-by-play voice from the Milwaukee Brewers in Fox Sports Wisconsin. He's going to be joining us coming up here, or you're going to hear that conversation when he joined us from earlier today. That's coming up here in just a little while. Also, buy or sell right around the corner. We'll talk some Bucks basketball, but the story of the day that has been leaking detail after detail after detail after detail has been the arrest warrant that was issued earlier today for Robert Kraft, the owner of the New England Patriots, for a misdemeanor of solicitation of prostitution. As I had mentioned a little while ago, the detective who ended up speaking today to the media says not only do they have evidence, video evidence, but they have evidence of both the payment, as he stated to Andrew Sharp, the Jupiter Police Department detective, the payment for services, $59 for a half hour, $79 for an hour, the payment of services, but the actual service as well, the actual act as well on tape. Robert Kraft being charged with a misdemeanor solicitation of prostitution after he was twice videotaped paying for a sex act at an illicit massage parlor in Jupiter, Florida. Jupiter police telling reporters today that the 77-year-old Kraft has not been arrested. A warrant has been issued. His attorneys are notified. Kraft has immediately denied any wrongdoing in any of this, but we'll see, because the video evidence doesn't lie. You know, I don't know how you're going to mistake this, but we'll see. We'll see what happens by the time it's all said and done. And the bigger story here is the crackdown what led to all of this is there's been a widespread crackdown on sex trafficking in the area surrounding Palm Beach County. And 200 arrest warrants have been issued in the recent days. More are expected. Adam Schefter of ESPN reporting that Robert Kraft's name is not even the biggest name on the list that has yet to be released. So we shall see. The police did not release any other names that are bigger than Robert Kraft today. They released about 20 to 25 names today, but they did not release anybody of bigger stature than Robert Kraft. And police said they secretly planted undercover cameras in targeted massage parlors and videotaped the interactions between the men and the female employees there. This was all done via a search warrant. So we'll see.
I got another breaking news thing.
Yeah.
Another celebrity's in trouble. R. Kelly. You see this
one? Oh, there's a shocker.
Chicago prosecutors charge R&B star R. Kelly with 10 counts of aggravated criminal sexual abuse.
Is that because R. Kelly was reported to have been with children or kids underage? So maybe that's what that's all about. I don't know. But don't forget the actor from the show Empire. He has also been charged.
Yeah.
And publicly chastised. Empire announced today he is gone from the show.
Yep. They took him off the final two episodes
that they were supposed to release. They got rid of him. So, and boy, he was chastised by the police chief, the black community. I mean, forever. Because remember, he's the one that used the symbolism of a noose in orchestrating his own attack and then reporting it.
And guess what? He still claims innocence.
Yeah, he still claims he's being set up. So we'll see more about that coming up. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michael Show after this.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.